ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
The deposit and return scheme is about to start in Ireland. It means the shopper will be charged a small refundable deposit on certain drinks containers, which can then be claimed back by returning the empty container either manually at the shop or by using a reverse vending machine. Most drinks containers that are made from plastic, aluminium or steel are eligible once they have the return logo on them. From the 1st of February, the cost of the deposit will now be automatically added to the cost of the drink. And almost every supermarket and large convenience store in the country will have a reverse vending machine where you can get your money back in the form of vouchers. One Limerick shop that has a reverse vending machine installed and ready to go is Garvey Supervalue in Corbally. I paid a visit there to see what this machine looks like and how it might change our shopping habits. First of all, I asked Helen Griffin, store manager, what she believes the new initiative will mean for the store.
So Garvey Supervalue in Corbally, look, are proud sponsors of our Tidy Towns. And sustainability is key for Supervalue here with us. I suppose, look, from the 1st of February, this machine is coming into play. So it's a great incentive to encourage them with their recycling. So at the moment, I know it's 60% of people, I think, on average, only recycle their bottles and cans. Whereas obviously with this machine, because there is a deposit on the plastic bottles and they are then getting this money back, it will encourage people, I suppose, not to be littering around the town and to, instead of maybe popping the bottle into a bin at home because it wouldn't fit into the right bin, that they would then come into store and get this money back and they can use that towards their groceries. So they come in, purchase their shopping, and then that money is taken off their groceries.
But what did the customers think? Here's what one had to say about what he believed the scheme will mean for his shopping habits.
I mean, yeah, we all have to do our own fair share of Joe to help save the environment. I mean, look, it has its pros and cons, but at the end of the day, less rubbish on the street, less plastic on the street, if it entices people to recycle more, then look, I'm all for it.
But what exactly is eligible for the scheme and how will it change how we shop? Here's Sinead MacDonald, Environmental Awareness Officer for Limerick City and County Council, on what this new scheme will mean for the shopper.
Well, I suppose the main thing about this machine is the hope is that it will increase recycling rates for really good quality material. So it's aluminium cans and plastic bottles. And the plastic bottles are from the 125 mil up to the 3 litres, which is quite important. There's the lovely return logo will be on those bottles that you can return, and there'll be an extra barcode on them. So what will happen is the price will go up, but it is the price that you will recoup when you go back to either your machine here, where you'll get a coupon that you can get a refund at the till on your groceries or whatever, or it will be directly going over in smaller retailers where they mightn't have a reverse vending machine. They'll give you the money directly back.
And how will you identify the items that can go into this machine?
Well, I suppose the key thing is it's plastic bottles and plastic drink bottles and aluminium cans. Absolutely no dairy, that's really important. No glass and no Tetra Paks. So the bottles should be undamaged. The plastic bottles can have their caps on them, and we'd recommend that rather than the caps becoming litter or not making it into a recycling bin. They need to be empty and undamaged. The machine needs to be able to read the barcode in effect. So don't, this business, you know, where some people take off labels and stuff, leave the labels on, they'll be needed. And the aluminium can obviously is more straightforward because it's one unit and intact. So there's 15 cents back on the 150 litre up to 500 mil and 25 cents back from 500 mil to 3 litres. So you'll get a refund. And there's many of us who are old enough to remember deposit and return from way back on before plastic bottles were invented. And it's actually a really good scheme. And the hope would be that it would also help with any issues around litter and plastic bottles, and that we'll see much less plastic bottles on the streets.
For an average shopper, how do you think their shopping experience will change before they go out and head to shops like here in Supervalue and Corbally? Should they have their stuff washed and in their shopping bags maybe and just come in and drop it in before they're shopping?
Like, try and do it all in one fell swoop rather than doing extra journeys for things. But you know what? I find rather than telling people exactly how to do it, that people find their own formula for how things best work for them. But this is a good thing. It's a good thing for our environment. It's a good thing for recycling. It's going to up up the quality of plastic bottles that are collected and make a more streamlined process. You can still use your dry recyclable collection, but this way you'll actually be getting a refund back.
As Sinead mentioned, all eligible drinks containers will have the return logo on them. When returning them, they must be empty, undamaged and in their original shape, and their barcode must be readable. It's also important to remember that the containers that are not included in the scheme and cannot be returned include glass bottles or containers, all dairy products and containers over 3 litres. This scheme is hoped to improve recycling rates with the aim of achieving a 90% recycling rate in Ireland by 2030. Once the scheme starts, return.ie will have an interactive map that will show you all the locations across the country where you can return your drinks containers and receive your refund. The deposit and return scheme will start on the 1st of February. To learn more, check out return.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.